March 20, 2012, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Swat from Pedro show. Tuesday here at the Love Grotto. After, Shane call it? Oh, he calls his pad the jungle. Last week we were in Pedro, but we were at the jungle. And, talking to a Windsor transplant. Been here in Pedro 24 years. Great musician, Shane O'Brien. Very interesting story he had. His journey through music. I'm with Brother Matt here, and we got a guest who actually was in Pedro, but had contacted me. Actually, he's from Pedro. He's been on the show before, right,
yeah,
Brother
couple
Matt?
Times, couple times.
That's right. But
he was Christmas time.
That's right. That's right. Christmas time. Right, Santa. The mascot. He has to come to us via Skype because he's up at USC, the University of Southern California, not South Carolina, for all you people. Well, ours are called the Trojans. Theirs are called the Gamecocks.
Different.
A little different.
You need some Trojans for a good Gamecock. Yeah. A good Gamecock needs some Trojans.
That's right. I wonder if they've ever played each other. Anyway, Mr. Don Dalton from Salt Lake City, actually from here originally, and moved. How long have you been gone now, Don?
About 27 years.
Only 27 years. So you left before Shane O'Brien got to town. But, you've been on the show before. I see you all the time because I play your town, and you always let us conk there. In fact, you were at the gig Friday. We brought the third opera to Strong Beach.
Oh, right.
And he was there. A surprise.
Cool.
I didn't know. He was going to try to finish up his record. You know, he's got two songs he did with the second man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's almost finished. You got to put, singing and guitar and stuff like that?
Yeah, we got the vocals done on one of them. We've got to sing on the San Pedro tune.
Yeah.
A little more overdub of guitars, but it's pretty close.
Cool.
And some guitars. But right now, Casahanzo had to be put on hold a little bit. But the pizza will weather that storm. We all know about that scene. Yeah. In fact, he was at the gig. Yeah, with Jerzo. Surprising. I think it's first time both of them saw it.
Oh, cool. Wow.
The other trio. I'm with the other trio. I'm with the Missing Men again this Friday with your buddy Richard in Palm Springs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to
that.
For his B-Day.
Yeah, very cool.
We're supposed to play at 10?
I don't know. I mean, there was just a big window and whatever you wanted to do whatever part of it you wanted, I guess.
Right. Not all the time we get invited to a tell to go play a B-Day. So, you got some noises going on. You're doing some work at the library, right?
Well, I was. They're doing something downstairs. I was trying to find a quieter place, but, I mean, for a library, it's pretty noisy.
Yeah. I'm curious, Don, what's your take on the scene with the... Well, there's a couple issues. First one, what's your take on the scene with the politics right now, because of election year and all?
Yeah, I tend to see it as a pretty healthy sign, believe it or not. I mean, as amusing as the Republican nomination process is, I think that what we're seeing is something a lot more vital than we've seen before. I mean, Romney should be the candidate of acclamation, right? And brought in on chariots and heralded by the party, but it's just not happening. And, as a Democrat, I'm pretty amused by the whole thing, and then it happened, but it's a very Democratic kind of thing, isn't it? I mean, they're talking about a brokered convention, taking it away from the puppet masters and the like. And, just stepping back from it a bit, I think it's not a bad thing. It's healthy. I'm no fan of Santorum. hell, you know. I mean, I think it's a good thing for democracy as a whole.
Okay. Yeah. I was curious because you mentioned Mr. Romney and where you're living now and some of the culture you're from. This is kind of a first.
Orrin Hatch ran for president. He was the first one, and nobody remembers that because
I remember. I remember he was. And what about Mo Udall?
That's right, but Mo, you know, the Udalls never made much of their Mormonism. Mo was not an active Mormon. His family is Mormon, but he didn't make much of it. And Hatch, who is an active Mormon, didn't say anything about it because, you know, he knew the kind of turnoff that that would impose. You know, Romney, I think, faced a lot of those issues 4 years ago when he first started to run, but then again, a lot of these issues haven't gone away.
I mean, it's kind of insane that I'm asking this because it's supposed to be about politics. But it seems like even these cats, they want to bring in the religion thing.
Right.
I'm not so much partisan of which tribe you belong to or anything. But, yeah, it's an interesting time, I think, for U.S. Election.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like we're turning some kind of a corner, to be perfectly honest. I mean, the establishment choices are pretty unsatisfactory all the way around, and you know, people are just not going to take. They don't seem to take what's being crammed down their throats. You know, I'm a pretty big fan of Barack Obama. I am. I know that's probably not a dangerous thing to say around in California, but I'm very satisfied with him. But I see, you know, coming up in the next couple of, you know, another 4 year term here, folks are reaching out for something else, and I'm not sure quite what it is, but there does seem to be an incredible level of dissatisfaction, almost harkening back to, you know, the 60s and 70s.
You know, there's another issue I was wondering if you had any thoughts on. You know about this guy, Mike Daisy? He supposedly went to a factory in China where, well, he did. I guess that part of it's true. But he made up a bunch of stuff about the trip, about how people, the conditions are there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then his retort was, well, I'm not really a journalist. This was theater. And there had to have been a bunch of retractions. I guess some NPR was embarrassed by this.
Poser,
right?
Yeah, you know about this?
I've heard of it.
And related to this is this another issue, some clown, warlord or whatever, in Uganda's recruiting kids. And so there was a campaign, his name, Mr. Kony.
Right.
And I think the group is called Invisible Children out of San Diego. And because, again, some... what I'm saying is in the name of, like, the cause, you exaggerate, inflate, so you can draw attention to the issue.
Right.
And it's trippy how both of them came out around the same time.
Yeah, this Kony thing is pretty interesting to me. I mean, you know, you kind of getting aside from the motivations of the charitable group and all of that. I mean, you know, they're the obvious ones trying to raise money for, you know, what's probably a worthy cause. What I found interesting about that whole business was they showed that video to the folks in Uganda, you know, whom they're trying to help.
Yeah.
And they ended up rioting. You know, what they saw, and frankly, this is what I see, is a bunch of white people, you know, talking about, you know, how bad this is and how badly we feel about it and all of this. And the folks that are watching this are thinking, well, it's about you. It's not about us. And they ended up, you know, throwing rocks, and they didn't even finish the film. You know, I think that's something that we just have to be aware of all the time. The best intent.
Whoa, we lost him.
You go.
Must be
there he is.
The thought police. No. You're saying the ends don't justify the means.
That's right. We keep having to learn that, it seems like. You know, my wife takes the other side of it. She says, well, this can't be bad. I mean, you know, they're trying to, you know, stop a bad guy. But the bad guy's been stopped. You know, he's been isolated. He's not even in Uganda, probably. And the stuff that happened happened a long time ago. And so it does, it makes me kind of skeptical about the motives here. But even if they're pure, you're right. I don't think the ends justify the means in this case. You know, they end up confusing the issue and maybe keeping some sort of legitimate reaction from taking place. I mean, let's face it, what drove Kony out, you know, was an international effort. You know, U.S. supplied 100 soldiers, but other...
Yeah. Keep losing. Well, maybe it's a good time to do some music, Don.
Thank you. America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. America, I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good. Don't bother me. I won't write my poem until I'm in my right mind. When will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself in the, through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Christs? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When will you reinvent the heart? When will you manufacture lambs? When will your cowboys reach Spengler? When will your dams release the flood of eastern tears? When will your technicians get drunk and abolish money? When will you institute religions of perception in your legislatures? When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. I don't want to work for a living. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. I don't want to die young. I want to die old and unhappy. I don't mind dying so long as it's not sorted. Now, Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back and is sinister. Are you being sinister or is this some form of playing a practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. America, I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the Wobblies. America, I used to be a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. America, smoke marijuana every chance I get. Only $2.27. I don't want to work. Maybe this is looking for the job. I can't study anymore. I'll never teach for a living. I sit in my house for days on end without going out. When I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You should have seen me reading Marx. The American flag is absolutely meaningless to me, still just as it was in the 30s. I won't say the Lord's Prayer. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came over from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I pass the corner of northwest of Sutter Street and Montgomery Street. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. Time magazine is always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. It occurs to me that I am America. I am talking to myself again. Asia is rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I had better consider all of my natural resources. My natural resources consist of 2 sticks of marijuana, millions of genitals, an atom bomb, and 2,500 mental institutions. I say nothing about my prisons or the millions of underprivileged who live in my flower pot. I have very few bordellos, and that's all there is. I have abolished my whorehouses in France, and Tangiers is the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a capitalist. America, how can I write a holy litany in your silly mood? I will continue like Henry Ford. My strophes are as individual as his automobiles. More so, they're all different sexes. America, I will sell you strophes at $2,500 apiece. $500 down on your old strophe is traded, and the rest of your life is to pay. America, free Tom Mooney. America, save the Spanish loyalists. America, Sacco and Vanzetti must not die. I am the Scottsboro boy.
You are!
America, when I was 7, my mother took me to a communist cell meeting. They sold us bupkis, a handful per ticket. A ticket cost a nickel, and the speeches were free. Everybody was angelic and sentimental about the workers. It was all so sincere, you have no idea what a good thing the party was in 1835. Scott Nearing was a grand old man, a real mensch. Mother Bleuer made me cry. I once saw Browder playing. Everybody must have been a spy. America, you don't really want to go to war. America, it's them bad Russians. Them Russians, and them Chinamen. And them Russians. The Russians are power mad. The Russia wants to eat us alive. She wants to take our cars from out our garages. Her wants to take our factories. Her wants to corrupt our college girls. Her wants to put us all in slave labor camps. Her wants to emaciate us like skeletons. Her wants Malenko or Buganin or somebody to be our boss. Her wants to dictify us. Him, big bureaucracy running our filling stations. That no good. Look, we'll make Indians learn read. Ha! Him need niggers. Vote. Her make us all work 16 hours a day. Help! America, this is quite serious. America, this is the impression I get from reading the newspaper. America, is this correct? I'd better get right down to the job. It's true, I don't want to join the army or turn lathe and precision parts factories. I'm nearsighted and psychopathic anyway. America, I am putting my queer shoulder to the wheel.
We'll be right back.
Watt for Pedro Show. I was so excited to talk to our guest, Don Dalton, that I forgot to say what we started the show off with. It was John Coltrane doing Mr. PC live version. And my guess, that's for Mr. Paul Chambers, an incredible bass player. Then we heard Eight La by Sawako. Now, just here, we heard some Television with Richard Hell from 1974, a tune called Excitement. And then a tune called Eight by Light, something brand new from them. Then Bebop Blues from Andreas Schroeder over in Germany. America, Allen Ginsberg reading his poem live. And finally, Liber Civius by Biblical Proof of UFOs. Liber Civius. Probably Don knows. That sounds like some Latin. We're at the end of the first hour of the March 20, 2012 edition of the Watt Beagle Show. Hold tight for hour two. March 20th, 2012 is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Often uncomfortable. Plenty of buildings with basements, but I have never had an attic. Back when I was a really, really, really stupid kid, long before I ever got laid, I dreamed of kissing a girl on the lips but dryly in an attic. First gal with whom I had even rudimentary sex, and would go on to have full boogie intercourse, invited me to play with her one afternoon while her parents watched TV up in her suburban attic. It was summer, and so hot it made perfect sense to take her pants off. And she let me finger her, but she would not let me stick my finger in that other place. Have I given this tired day a moment's thought since? Why do I now?
I was ready to escape.
I can imagine, Brother Matt. We're talking about Friday. We're going to play a birthday party. Me and Brother Matt are going to a birthday party. And my missing man. And we're going to do third opera for a
Bullock.
Right. Richard, who knows Bill Ramey?
Yeah.
That's a trip.
Is he going to be there?
Billy? Billy's out on tour with the White Stripe guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we start off the second hour here with Anywhere, and a tune called Anywhere. Anywhere is a proj. The album came out today. A guy named Christian up in, well, at the time, he's living down here now, but he was in the Bay Area playing with Triclops. And, yeah, he did the stuff that gave me this music just open tuning guitar, acoustic guitar, and some drums. He said he put the bass on it and it turned into an album with the Cedric from at the drive-in. Mars Voltage.
Shit's so cool.
And then we heard Rachel Fannin, Let Me Sing You a Love Song. She's on this proj. So I thought, why not play something from her? She was, I can't remember the band. She was in a band up there she had a scissor kind of bullage. So she's down here making a music thing now. So I'm part of this Anywhere album. It's a trip. This is something I did in my Pedro pad, just music, you know, that came over, and they're very kind to have me aboard.
Flowing Files?
Flowing Files. Totally. And then we heard Ties That Bind from fourth Dos album, Dos y Dos. And then finally, The Addicts Owe My Life. Spielgusher, Mr. Richard Meltzer. There. And I was doing an interview with somebody about that, and they said, yeah, I talked to Richard, and he says, I asked him, was there going to be any Spielgusher gigs? He said, one. So, that would be a trip.
Cool.
Don, you hear it? This connection we got ain't so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I heard, oh, really?
Yeah.
But you got any other thoughts before Brother Matt engages the spin cycle?
No, no, listen, I'm sorry. I wish I were down there with you guys today.
You're overdue.
I love the show, but, you know, you got to admit, it's kind of cool that hey, man, the show Friday was great.
Probably from your pad, it'd be better. I think at the school there, they got a bandwidth problem because you keep cutting out. Thanks for being at that show Friday. That was a good one. And then we had Big Nick come on.
Oh, cool.
And do
a
Minutemen song.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, in fact, his mom wants to come see it because she ain't seen him done this yet.
Oh, man.
And there's going to be a gig April 27th at the ballet school here in Pedro with Todd's Toys to Kill.
Cool.
And she'll finally get to see her boy play with the middle age.
Very cool.
Punk rockers. Don, thanks much. We got to have you aboard right in the Love Grotto next time, okay?
Yeah, come on back.
Or maybe from your pad. There's probably good connect from your pad.
Yeah.
When do you go back? Tomorrow? Yeah, so you keep cutting out. It's late. So anyway, you have a safe journey going back. And talk to you soon. Thanks for the insights.
Cool. Happy trails.
And now it's my extreme pleasure and privilege to bring forth Brother Matt in his spin cycle.
Yes.
Now, if artists want to go in a men's room and write dirty words on the wall, let them furnish their own crayons. Let them furnish their own wall, but don't ask the taxpayers to support it.
must know I'm here. I can't see anything. It's so dark.
drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
Light up.
Brother Matt, thank you much.
Ooh, cool. Thank you.
What was the motivation, inspiration?
Just started off continuing and feeling funky, and then took it in, that fucked up direction.
Yeah.
Just had some funkiness and variety.
You know what today is?
Spring?
Shun Bun No He is what they say over there.
It's
the first day, yeah, the vernal equinox. And also, if we were in D.C., today, tomorrow, the next day is peak sakura, cherry blossom.
Oh, cool.
Here, you answer that bone phone.
Yeah, will.
And we'll get on the more music here, live from Pedro show.
What's happening? We're just...
I'm not too down. Thank you.
Block from Pedro Show. Brother Matt's still on the bone phone, so I'll have to take on my own here to tell you what we just heard. That was a little sadness, something live from Porno for Pyros when I played with them, I think 1996. It's a little while ago, 16 years, Jesus. That was a righteous time for me. That was the first time I worked for another music person. Peter, beautiful man. And you too, Teach. Teach was like me in a caftan. Before that, we had Sam Sebrin with New Project. Sorry, didn't mean to do a brief, throw my slang on you there, Brother Sam. And we start off with The Lumpen, something live from The Reactor Core is Splendid with Nigel Noise. Yes, that was a little collaborative effort. And, we're at the end of the second hour of the March 20, 2012 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Brother Matt's still on the bone phone, kind of incapacitated. We had to say bye to Brother Dandy Don Dalton because the Skype Connect was kind of quitting on us. But we got some music coming up. Starting out hour three off with some Tibetan Tantric choir. So hold tight for hour two. March 20, 2012. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Oh,
Live from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour with this courtesy of the cat. He turned me on this album. It's called Tibetan Tantric Choir. And this is the first side. It's by the Gyoto monks. And Brother Matt was telling me, well, he'd be here to tell you himself, but he's still working that bone phone. But he actually saw these cats do a gig, and he said, well, the overtones got so intense, it seemed like, the world was coming apart or splitting up, and something was emerging or something. It's quite dramatic. Yeah, so righteous. You know, along those lines, we got something from maybe 14 years ago. Kim Gordon, she, me, and DJ Olive, gig they did, kind of in this spirit. And since Brother Matt still working that bone foam, let me bring you some more music now. Speaking of Kim, I saw Thirst at the gig with Georgie in England back on the 9th. God, what is that? 11 days, a week and a half ago. Yeah, with this man, John and Keith, good cats. And that was a pants shooter gig. Georgie said, it's very emotional playing with you, Mike. We did all that practice, and I was still very, very, very proud to be with him. Oh, man, he was beautiful. Here's Kim Yoshimi and DJ Off. Come on.
Thank you.
could say the entrance to your cemetery leaves me no despair. But I forbid you, because you believe, and you must believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? I flew away the other day. Cause I thought something was holding me here to stay, and I had to go. We'll be right back.
So you just heard Basho doing Dronology Part 2, Echo. So maybe the big work is called Dronology and this is a part of that called Echo. Yeah, maybe it's a piece of a larger whole. Before that, Don't Believe a Word I Say by Seasick. We started off with Part 1, September 12, 1998. Kim Gordon, Yoshimi, DJ Off. Brother Matt, still working the bone phone, so... yeah, this band, this next band, they lost their bassie, their bass brother, to a motorcycle wreck. So, yeah, bass brother. Memory.
Glory, I'm going. in high society. I'm a street-fighting man, a real live wire man. Knuckles in my gloves is all I ever had. Come back, honey, now you know your penny's in. Well, wish it away for a little while. When you get back home, you'll have to make amends. I wanna live to see you fight again. Again. You're all dressed up like it's Halloween, looking like a Southern beauty queen. Ain't no telling now you're the belle of the ball. I never learned how to read or write, but I always knew how to fight. Good or bad, my hands took care of me. Come back, honey, now you throw your pennies in. We'll wish it away for a little while. Get back home, you'll have to make amends. I wanna live to see you fight again. Whoa, you're gonna fight again.
They say don't worry about your mama, just worry about yourself. You got to keep moving on until you find your world. I wanna hit the road, I wanna learn the unknown. But all my promises keep dragging me back home. Let me find my way. Don't wanna let you down, but all I can do is that I wanna go so fast you can get.
from Pedro Show. Brother Matt Steele on the bone phone. In memory of Bull Angus, that was Greenhaven, and yeah, like I said, we've lost another bass player. And somehow, though, in the heart, the music, it's just a tough thing. Tough thing, my heart goes out. After that, we had Equal Neptune from Zero, Fight Again, John Wayne Bro, and finally, Flat Tire by Isaac Bear. Well, hell, it's Man Alone in the Love Grotto here. Brother Matt is somewhere in the nether regions working at Bone Phone. So, well, next week we got a trip to lay on you. In fact, I got to get on over there. Well, I'll let you know about it then. But I want to thank Brother Don Dalton for being our short-term guest via the Skype. And, of course, Brother Matt with his always essential aid and abet. It's been the March 20, 2012 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Everybody, keep your powder dry.